KN4VWA, KB2HXS.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
W4DJW, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
A lot better today. I slept probably 90% of the day yesterday, trying to catch up. You didn't get my message, correct?
That's affirmative. I'm glad to hear you got some good peaceful rest. That's good. Hey, just to let you know, I did make several modifications to that logger, and one of them was the clock, you know, that time that always comes up, 12 o'clock. So now, if you want, you can just download the zip file the same way you've been doing it, from the same place. And a couple of things, that clock should, from this point forward, it won't fix any entries previously made, but from this point forward, you'll see that it retains the clock, the time that you logged them, the absolute time all the way down to the second. That, and also in the when you click the history button, I added a new button at the bottom that says see all records. And when you click on that, it'll show you your whole logbook, not just the records for that person that you're looking up history on. So you might want to pull that before you log any more data so that you don't lose the timestamps. It was a single line of code missing, and that was when you take a snapshot, collect what time it is, as you did. I wasn't doing that, and it was getting the default, which is 12 a.m.
Yeah, I messed around with the email that you sent me yesterday, or last night, I should say. I'm still getting that file error, which I don't understand why, because I actually went and I had to do some other stuff, and I downloaded some other EXE stuff, and it works fine on my computer, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the Windows 11 thing? Or Windows 10, the file permissions from an unknown executable? Is it that one?
I tried my browser and stuff like that, but like I had to go to BridgeCom today and download some EXE files to load a CPS program so I could install it and do a code plug for somebody else for a different Tyler radio, and I downloaded it, and it worked fine. It was downloaded as an EXE. And I don't know what's going on with that one specific file.
I remember when I got Windows 10, and the first time I compiled a program and I tried to run it, it wouldn't let me run what I compiled. It wasn't that same error, but it was an error similar to that. And I said, well, how do they expect developers to work going forward? You can't compile your own file. And yeah, that's the bad assumption. Somebody in a board meeting was proposed that idea, and they said, yeah, let's go with that. You know, that's some. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, there's a YouTube video that shows you how to unselect that. If it's like a brand new compile, if it was compiled 5 minutes ago, you're going to get that message. If it's compiled a year ago and it's not very widely used, you're fine. But if it was compiled within the last, you know, if it's something that Microsoft doesn't know about, you're going to get that message. So there's a way to turn that off. There's a YouTube video that shows you how to turn that off. And the snapshot that I sent you of where I did the search has some text that you can Google on that'll take you straight to that video that'll show you how to turn that off.
Oh, guess what I did last night? Last night, I put in all the initial stuff on the upper right and did all that. Then I started with the other stuff going south or going down, as it was called. And I will tell you that I was a little disappointed in myself because for some reason I selected the 12th, which is today. I was actually last night putting everything in the computer under the 12th and not the 11th.
Well, you know, that's good. I've never had that happen before. And if somebody needs to move them from one day to another, that can be something that we can add. Right, if that was a mistake and you were just on the wrong day when you started doing it, you know, that's the kind of thing. That's a silver lining in a dark cloud. I'll figure out how you can change that. I don't think it'll be that difficult to move all records from one day to another day or something like that. We'll might even add a new menu button across the top that has toolbox, and that might be a tool in the toolbox or something like that. So don't worry about that if you. And also you can, you know, you can open two instances of that window of that program at the same time. They'll both go into the same database, and you can put one on the 12th and put one on the 11th, and you can like plug them in pretty quick. But that would be more time consuming than if we built a tool to do that. But we can do that, so don't sweat it. Not a problem.
Yeah, I figured that would be the case. I would just finish doing what I did that. I can always go back and change the date on each individual record and go that way and then just resave the log. So that'll work out great.
All right. Well, let me know if you can't find that specific web page for the YouTube video that shows you exactly how to fix that executable issue. If you can't find it, just let me know. And I'll go back and dig up the link and send you the link.
All righty, well, I'm looking for it now, and still no luck yet, but if you do find it, yes, in it, I'll go take a look at it.
All right, catch you later. Have a good one, W4DJ, WClear.
KA3JCA.
I'm 2 Tango Mobile.
KA3JCA, Dave, here's Richard. I think it's what, Rusty?
Yeah, hello, Richard. Yeah, I heard you and Dave talking a few minutes ago. Yeah, I'm sitting over here at the pharmacy waiting on to finish filling a prescription so I can go home and go back to bed. Been sick for 2 days and not feeling good today, so. Anyway, how are things going your way today? Heard you were having problems with software.
Yeah, it's Windows 11. It's funny. I just, you go to download a specific file, and it tells you that it can't find the device path and it's not runnable, but yet I could go somewhere else and download something similar to it. It's an executable file and it works fine. So, but it has something to do with like a compiling within the last so many minutes, hours, days, whatever, weeks. So that's what I'm going to try to disable.
Yeah, that's why I haven't. I've got an option to upgrade to 11 on the computer I have at home, and all it keeps giving me wanting to know if I want to upgrade to 11, and I haven't done so yet. I'm staying with 10. I know what it does and what I can do with it and everything else, so I'm not having to fight it, so I stay with that for right now. And but if you got a computer that had 11 on it when you got it, you're stuck with it.
I'm disappointed that I did not have a restore point set for Windows 10, because I normally don't upgrade immediately to the latest Windows, and I'm not sure if my daughter upgraded it or did it automatically, and I just didn't catch it. So, but I have to live with it.
Well, somebody had to authorize it, because it won't do it automatically, because mine has been popping up on my little laptop for a long while now, and as long as I don't do anything, I'm good with it. It just stays as 10, so I'm not doing that. But somebody had to say yes to allow it to do it. But, in fact, you may have a restore point. It 11 is supposed to create a restore point before it upgrades, so you may have a restore point there that you didn't know you had.
Back yesterday to look, and there was no restore points available.
Ouch. Gonna have to grin and bear it, as they say.
Let's see here. Okay, let's see. I just got the video. I'm gonna see if I can't fix it right now. And so forth like that, so. All right, Rusty, well, I hope you're feeling better, sir. I know what it's like to be under the weather. Yesterday I had a little problem with my eyesight, or actually the day before, and things were getting a little fuzzy, and I was having difficulty breathing, and come to find out, I had a cake in my oxygen tubing. I actually had pushed something up against the wall, and it actually crushed or pinched the oxygen tubing. I was still getting my air from my CPAP machine, but I wasn't getting any of the oxygen that I needed to help supplement my breathing. So, needless to say, once we got that fixed, I managed to sleep all day yesterday.
Well, I woke up with all the symptoms of COVID, because I've had COVID once already. I've had all the shots, too. But I had a headache. a light fever. I had upper respiratory congestion and everything, sinuses and chest. I had body ache. And I finally let up later in the day, and today I woke up with a headache and the fever and the upper respiratory congestion. And for COVID, and said, I have neither, but I do have a upper respiratory infection. So he's giving me some medicine, which I'm waiting on the Walgreens to fill. And then I'm going home and for the next, taking the medicine for 5 days, and at least stay home for the next 2 days before I get out and start doing anything, because I just haven't got any energy today very much at all.
I've had my shots. I don't have all the boosters yet, but I did spend a week in the hospital with COVID. It was pain being in quarantine because it made it difficult for my wife and my daughter to come see me. But once I got home and so forth like that, things are better. I don't have it now. The last couple of tests have been negative, but I know what it's like. I know what Chad's going through when he had it, losing your smell and your taste and all that stuff, and it just, I lost mine. It took a while for it to come back, but alrighty, sir. Well, you have a pleasant day. I'm going to go see if I can fix my problem here. KA3JCA.
Okay, Richard, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, well, when I had the COVID, I did not lose my taste and I did not lose my smell. I just had all the other symptoms of it. And like I said, this was just a case of being careful, and I'm supposed to go ring bells tonight, go sing barbershop chorus tonight. And the doctor suggested, no, you probably wouldn't make it through the first session because you're not going to have any energy, and I don't. So, anyway, you take it easy. We'll talk to you later. W2T monitoring. Friend 0TR, W2T.
Are you still hanging around? This is David, KF4NXY.
KA3JCA.
I've, been listening to you from time to time and understand you know a good bit about the DMR, and I've been having some issues with mine, so I know you don't really know me, but if I could get on your come visit list sometime to bring my stuff over and get you to set it up for me, it would be greatly appreciated.
Have what, like the 878 or the 578, the Anytone or the hotspot? What all do you have?
A hotspot, and I've got a Lingo handy talkie that's DMR and analog, and I got a TYT handy talkie that's DMR and analog, and my wife had it set up and working at one time, and I was mostly just, you know, listening to the talk group that had the guys out of Texas. I was listening to them a good bit, and then we took the whole thing on vacation to Myrtle Beach and tried to set it up at the beach and didn't have luck. And then when we got back, she wasn't able to get it to working again.
Do you still have the books for the Alico radio? And your, what type of hotspot is it? Open hotspot or what you built?
Not sure about all that. I'd have to get her to talk to you about that. And at the moment, she's outside getting something out of her car. But I could get her to call you in a few minutes and you know, tell you exactly what we have as far as the hotspot. And I don't think either one of the radios actually came with all that much paperwork. She downloaded a book off of Amazon to kind of help get things set up. But like I say, it's just kind of, we've run into some roadblocks with it lately.
If you want to give me a call around 2 o'clock, do you have something to write down? I'll give you my phone number.
Hold on just a minute. Oh, shoot me that phone number right quick.
We'll stay. station, stand by your acknowledged. The phone number is 407-641-7378. Now, if it goes to voicemail, just send me a text message with your number, and I'll get it that way because of the spam blocker that's on the phone. Sometimes phone numbers come through and sometimes they don't. But like I said, 407-641-7378, KA3GHCA. Mobile station, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't hear anybody. I was just throwing my call out there. KJ4CTD mobile.
All righty. And the other station, go ahead, sir.
Well, I do appreciate all that, and I'll turn it back to you and the other fella that just come in, and I'll plan on giving you a phone call at 2 o'clock. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. KF4NXY David, I'm clear.
You see it clear.